What you're about to listen to was originally broadcast on 98.5 Sunshine FM, Perth, Western Australia. For more details, go to the website sunshinefm.ws.
98.5 Sunshine FM. In 1999, Kerry and Annie Hilton left New Zealand with their four children and moved to Kolkata to work and live amongst the poor. Naively, they signed up for an apartment in the middle of the day. It was only when Kerry was taking a walk at night that he discovered they'd moved into the largest red light area in the city. Their new neighbours were thousands of women forced into prostitution by trafficking and poverty. Kerry joins me in the studio today to talk about what happened next. Welcome to 98.5 Sunshine FM.
Thank you. Great to be here.
So what did happen next? You've suddenly come to this discovery that you're not quite where you thought you might be.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's not a great thing to discover that you're very naive, but it was a matter of actually beginning to understand who our neighbours were and getting to know them, really.
So I suppose you moved for one reason and you were there to serve people in one way and you've ended up serving people in a very different way.
Well, I mean, for us, the motivation was God's heart for the poor, really. So it came down to that. And really, we didn't know a lot else, but actually that we wanted and needed to work with our neighbours. And so these women were our neighbours. So it's a matter of getting to know why they were there, what was going on, getting to understand the neighbourhood, really.
We hear a little bit about trafficking these days, but how big really is the problem?
Well, it's massive, really. Statistics say that when it comes to slavery in the world, there's something like 27 million people still in slavery today. We've had a few years where we've celebrated the abolition of slavery. Really, that's not the case. In fact, potentially there's more slaves in the world today than there was when we celebrated that we ended it. So there you go.
Do you think we celebrate that because we're not seeing slaves or slavery as much in our countries? It's sort of hidden away, and so we tend to ignore it?
Well, I think we tend to keep our heads in the sand, really. And right here in Australia, you'll find that there are people that are enslaved, particularly in sex slavery. Just got to look a bit harder, and it's there.
How do you begin to help women that have been forced into sex slavery?
Prostitution or trafficking is business. So you've got to understand how the business works and understand why, in our context, why lots of women, young girls have been taken in there. And it's the foundation or the sort of the seed problem is poverty. There's an opportunity through poverty for people to take advantage of young girls in a village, promise them a job, or actually you get to the point actually where fathers sell their own daughters because they're so poor that they've got to eat, and so they actually sell their own kids. And so, you know, an economic problem needs an economic solution. And so for our response at FreeSet, for the context there, is actually to say, hey, what's it going to take for these women to have a choice? They never had a choice to get into prostitution, but what will give them a choice to get out? And so FreeSet in itself is a business that we've started that actually gives these women a choice to be free.
And how does FreeSet actually work?
The key for us at FreeSet is that we're part of the neighbourhood. We're part of the community. We don't travel from the outside in. We are there. And so actually by being neighbours, then actually we get to know and understand what's going on. And the women actually still live in the area that we work with as well. That's how it works in terms of relationally. And then actually FreeSet offers an opportunity for women to actually do something else instead of selling their bodies. So we make bags and we make teas and we sell them all around the world.
And I guess as you're selling those bags and teas around the world, you're able to tell a bit more of the story. And again, I imagine people are shocked all over again when they hear the stories of exactly what's going on.
Yeah, well, we get shocked because we actually choose to live in our own little worlds often too, isn't it? So it's actually a matter of opening your eyes and actually your ears and just seeing what's going on out there and getting involved, really.
So you're living in that area, but are you finding resistance from people? Because as you say, it's all about money. So there are people making money out of these women's misery. Is there resistance?
Obviously, if we and what we do are successful in actually providing choice and freedom, then we're hurting someone else's business because they're not getting the money that they were out of these women, and so that actually is an issue. And so we have pressure on us in that regard as well. But, you know, you got to understand, within a mile of where we are, where we live at FreeSet, where we operate, there are 10,000 women. FreeSet's got about 200 now, and so we've made a little dent, but there's a long way to go.
When you encounter a woman who has been so utterly betrayed by others, how do they learn to trust again?
Well, it's a process, really. Why would you want to? And so, again, it's about building relationships and actually earning that trust. When we first started with these women 11 years ago, That's what they said to us. We sat down with 21 and we said, hey, we've got this idea about a business. And one of the leaders of the woman, Mina, said to me, well, that's all very good, but lots of people promise us stuff. You'll need to earn our trust. And we took that on board, my wife and I, and set about earning that trust. And now, because the business has been going for 11 years, there's a lot of trust built up, and so it's a bit easier. But at the beginning, we really had to earn that.
How do you actually engage them with Freeset? Do you actually work with them on the street, or do you bring them in, or do they come to you saying, I need to break free of this? How does that actually happen?
It happens in a number of ways, really. But as I said, we're in the community. We're part of the community. I believe transformation of the community starts from the inside out, and so they hear about us. They know about us. The women who are at Freeset are the ones that also bring them. They bring their neighbours, their friends, their family members that are trapped in prostitution as well. They are the agents of freedom, not a few foreigners that have come in to help. They are very much part of that process. They've become part of actually helping other women to get free themselves. And so the trust actually rests more with them than it does with us, because if they've been doing this, if they've been free for this long, you know, that trust comes a whole lot easier when that's already begun in the women themselves.
And what is the goal for Freeset? Is it a matter of having women employed within Freeset long term, or is that just a stepping stone to them starting a brand new life elsewhere?
If you look at the context of where we are, you know, a lot of the women that work at Freeset, many of them have never been to school. They don't know how old they are. They don't know when their birthday is. We pay them a pretty good wage, and they get a pension plan. They get health insurance. So to go anywhere else, it is a downward step for them. And besides, who else would want them? If there's that shame thing attached to the whole deal, where if someone finds out what they used to do, then they are very much despised and looked down upon. They're considered a bad woman in society. So Freeset provides a loving, caring community, really, a working worship community, if you like. And so the way to grow that actually is to grow the business. Because there's not much opportunity out there for these women.
And what will it take to grow the business? Does it support itself, or are you actually looking for people to help to grow this business so that more and more women can be saved from this terrible lifestyle?
Well, both, really. The business it actually supports itself apart from foreigners who are considered volunteers. The rest of the business takes care of itself. We have to make quality bags and T-shirts, and we'll look at other products later on as well, and sell them on the export market for a profit to pay well and to actually grow the business. Now, we employ people. We employ women that nobody else want to employ when it comes to setting up a business. We don't employ on the basis of skill or experience. We employ on the basis of a woman's need to be free. And so you're not starting with your most qualified people. So it makes business harder, really, and productivity harder. And so we get this added advantage where we have foreigners that come and volunteer as well. That actually sort of, I guess, evens things up a little.
So you need people to come and help you as part of the process?
Yeah, we do. And we've got a great couple in Perth, actually, that are going to come and join us soon, too, to begin to grow the business more, which we're excited about. So Perth's getting on board with that.
And if people are interested in finding out a little bit more and maybe helping in whatever way they can, what's the best way to get in touch?
It's real easy, actually. It's to go to freesetglobal.com. And the website's got all that kind of information on there. It'll show you who to email, who to talk to, and how to visit Freeset if you're in the city, all that kind of stuff. So, yeah, freesetglobal.com.
Kerry, it's been great finding out a little bit about what you're doing there. Obviously, there's so much more to be said, and that's why we're asking people to get on board onto that website and find out more there. But thank you so much for your time today.
Absolute pleasure. Thank you.
For more details on this and other programs, contact 98.5 Sunshine FM, Perth, Western Australia, via the website sunshinefm.ws. All material is subject to copyright.